wala kau na pagka may ulapi puro kaya kapag may tulog ba.
Well, I've been slipping in and out of depression here. They come in waves. And I don't know if you're... Are you recording?
Yeah.
We're not starting yet, though.
I'm just doing it in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But I've been in and out of depression. I don't even know if I can do this right now, but we have to. But it's going to be great because I have to confront one of you three for murdering my father.
That's so soon for a delicious joke.
It's got to be murder.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I just want to accuse somebody of something.
You just want a Netflix documentary about you.
Yeah.
And your father.
Yeah. Where were you, John, the last couple of weeks? Good to see you. How's your baby? How's your kid?
She's doing awesome.
She is?
Yeah.
Has she been out in Arizona recently?
No.
How old is your daughter?
She's almost two.
She didn't murder anybody. No. My bad.
Yeah. You can barely hold
that's almost impossible. Right? Mm-hmm. Let alone she doesn't even know my dad.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But I think I'm in denial that he's gone.
Since the last time we talked, yeah. Did you cry yet?
I think I'm in denial. I haven't cried yet. I'm in complete denial.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have a meltdown at Magnum PI.
Please don't.
I feel like that's coming.
Like if the line's like really long.
No, they're gonna just going to cut. What's up? And I'm going to go, my daddy! And I'll start crying.
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to do that. Sit down.
Or do that.
Everyone sit down. We've already kind of started, but let's start for real.
Five, four, three. Oh, oh God, Clyla. Two.
Driscoll's, only the finest berries. Raspberries, framboises. What's a framboises?
Frambois.
What does that mean?
What's frambois?
That means that
raspberry?
Raspberry? Oh,
fuck.
Is that French?
Frambois?
Frambois.
Oh, I said framboises.
I like that.
That's better.
Framboise.
Anyway, Driscoll's is a great company. If you ever are in any place. And then we got, oh my God, Twin River.
Wow.
Coconut. No, blueberries.
Tremendous.
I thought these were coconuts.
Baby brown coconuts.
Yeah. I thought they were baby coconuts. But Twin River is great because there's a river that's two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if you guys know. In Oklahoma, there's a river, right, called the One River. But then there's two, right? Then they collide, and they call it the Twin River. Right when they collide is where they have these beautiful blueberry branches, and the freshest blueberries grow there. And there we have Twin River.
Mm.
So that's that. Just if you guys are into fruits and vegetables. But anyway, welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I'm no longer the captain. I don't feel captain-like.
No.
I want to be a crewman.
No.
I'm going to demote myself off of the boat, and I'm going to give somebody the job as captain because I can
Gilbert.
No longer do it. No.
Gilbert has to lead today.
But look at John, though.
I was
Look at the way he's sitting.
I literally was leaning toward John.
Captain Picard-like.
Yeah, oh, very Picard.
Look at him. The
would you like some Earl Grey tea? Or?
Sure.
You want to talk to Guinan on 10 forward?
I don't know what that is.
She's Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk? You're the captain, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know who Guinan is?
No.
She heads your restaurant bar.
Is it any good?
Well, you're the captain. You should know. First of all, they use the same food replicators in all the, you know, in all of the ships. So, I mean, you could get the same stuff, I think.
What kind of food do they have up there? Do they ever mention it on the show?
They have foods from different lands. Like, there's one drink that's banned out of all the, which is Romulan ale.
Why?
Oh.
Is it like moonshine?
It's not even just like moonshine. It's illegal.
It's,
right? So it's like, there was this one movie, I forgot which one it was. I think it was the third Next Generation movie. No, it's the fourth one, Nemesis, where they're at Troy and William Riker's wedding, and Worf is having a headache. He goes, oh, and then LaForge goes, what's wrong, Worf? He goes, oh, man, I just drank some Romulan ale. It should be illegal. And then what's his name? What's his that blind guy? LaForge. Geordi LaForge goes, he goes, it is illegal.
Oh.
And you could hear a chuckle through the theater, a really strong laugh through the theater because Everyone knows that, Worf. Did you know that? No. And the Romulan Empire, by the fourth Next Generation movie, we actually get to go see it.
You know, the Romulan ale? Do they just have a better tolerance for their ale that like doesn't quite apply to the other types like Worf or...
Well, you know, in Las Vegas at, I forgot what, it was the Hilton, they used to have that whole Star Trek, you know, section of the... Mm-hmm. They had a restaurant, a whole theme park, but on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And there was actually a bar, and you could order Romulan ale.
Ooh.
And you'd go, and I'd be like, one Romulan ale, please. And they were like, sure. And I go, wait, is it not illegal anymore?
You wanted to recreate this,
right?
Scene.
And he goes, what are you talking about? It's on the menu. And I go, no, but it's illegal. Right? He's like, no, it's not. It's apple juice. That's what he said. It's apple juice. And I go,
oh, don't say that.
Don't say that. So it's either there's several things going on that the Romulan Empire throughout the years has been saying, yo, don't drink our ale. But at the bottom line, it was apple juice the whole time. So it could have been a complete, what do they call it when they trick?
Bamboozle.
They bamboozled the whole Star Trek universe. So anyway, so there used to be that, and I took a photo of the Next Generation. Yeah, I don't know. I have I have a photo on Instagram where my brother and I had a mohawk, and we took some photos. That was my favorite place in Las Vegas, is that Star Trek place. Mm-hmm. There used to be a little ride you can go on, and
what hotel was it?
At the Hilton.
Is that on the Strip?
Hilton.
Is that the Strip?
There's a Hilton on a Strip.
Is this real?
Let me say this, all right? I'm throwing out Hilton. I'm almost 100% sure it's Hilton.
I gotta look it up.
But please look it up and back me up, because if I'm wrong...
Think of a Hilton on the
And then
circuit,
if there was never a Star Trek anything in Vegas, then I was doing too many drugs.
Back then, there was... Okay, you still have...
Bally's.
Yeah,
are you looking it up, Chacho?
The old school ones. Like Circus is not there anymore.
Damn. Star Trek The Enterprise, a theme attraction, which opened in January 1998 at the Las Vegas Hilton in Las Vegas.
But
in your fucking face, gook woman. No one ever challenged me.
He challenged his dreams.
Yeah.
I don't
know gook woman, but there was one.
Babe.
And it was the greatest place ever.
Oh, Hilton.
Right, and not only that.
I wasn't doubting that there was a bar. I didn't think that you just fabricated a whole story about a Star Trek.
But I have in life. I fabricate half my stories.
I know.
But this one is for sure.
Yeah, because I've seen the picture.
Thank you. And it was so hard, too, is when you're in Vegas with a bunch of comedians and going, hey, let's go to the Hilton. And like, why? Like, because that's where the Star Trek... And they go, fuck you, we're not going. So then you would end up going to that bar alone and then getting the Romulan ale and the apple juice. They had you know what it was great about it too? Was they had like a fog over it.
Ooh.
Oh, over
dry
the
ice.
Drink?
Dry
yes,
ice.
It was dry ice, but it looked like it was like they just took it from the tap of some sort of Romulan tree. Right from the tap, the illegal Romulan ale. And then you would drink it and you go, oh, it's apple juice. So it's, you know, they had it up until the point... And then you tasted it, and then you
remember in Vegas back in the day where all the hotels in the lobby, they would have the oxygen bars.
Oh, I love those. I used to spend all this time there.
Really?
And they never worked. You stick those little tubes in your nose.
In your nose?
You'd breathe really hard, and you would try to convince your friends, it's working, I'm more aware. And they're like, no.
What was the selling point? Just
it just looked cool because they had all the
and the bubbles colors. Were different colors, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. This one's blueberry, jasmine, mint breeze. And you're like, which one is it? But when you would stick it in there, go, oh, it is raspberry blue mint freeze. It tastes just like that. You stick it in there, you would doubt whatever, right?
Yeah.
Blood orange carnival fair.
Mm.
You stick it in there, I'm in a fucking carnival. It's blood orange in my nose, God dog.
God dog.
God dog, you know?
I feel like, you know what, you said fair. I think that we should try this year to go to the Renaissance Fair.
Have you been before, Claude?
I've never been. I hear it's a thing.
I've always been scared to do those because I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to pick up the stick.
Oh, when they're like, sir, fight me.
This one.
Oh, the spear.
That big stick. and you're on the horse and you have to ride.
Oh, the jousting.
No way.
Jousting?
Oh, there's no way I'll be able to hold that thing up.
No one's asking you to joust in real life.
Oh, really? I would do it though.
You just dress up and eat.
Yeah. Where's the stick? You mean the joust? Like, whatever.
Why does he keep calling
it? I'm on the horse, dog. And they would give it to me. And it would, you know what? When I was riding, it would drag along the floor. It would make a, it would make dust.
It would hurt the horse.
Right. We'd go really slow, like an anchor.
He's got a new technique.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd trip up your own horse.
And probably in those fairs, it's like wooden, but still, I still get beheaded. Some freak accident, like, it's wood. We have no idea. And I'm just completely, my head severed from my
torso. You're impaled.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm no thank you. And also, I don't like stick meat.
Oh,
you
don't meat.
Like? I don't like the meat where it's on the bone, and you hold the bone as a
you like
handle
turkey leg,
and then you're telling your other barbarians, "Arr, you know, I did this."
Oh, you mean those giant turkey legs
like
at the fair?
No, I want it sliced like brisket. Okay, I don't hold the fucking.
You want it pre-chewed?
I like it pre-chewed. I like it pre-chewed. So, welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. We didn't do a proper intro. I don't know. I'm not your captain anymore. I'm crewman Bob. I'm just a regular crewman washing the trousers. Do they have washing machines in boats?
Yeah.
Newer ones, yeah.
Like in the military boat, they have then I'm washing the trousers and I'm cutting up carrots.
Okay.
And just a regular crewman. Mm. And I will give John Naw the captaincy today.
Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Only because
we just bypassed George and Gilbert.
Asian. And Kalila. And Kalila.
He's the kind of Asian I trust.
Oh,
what kind of Asian are you again?
I'm Korean.
That's exactly.
There we go. There we go.
Thank God.
You didn't even know, but yeah.
I knew my gut said it. He's Korean. 한국말이에요 or 없어?
조금만.
조금만. 아빠 어디서? 너 아빠.
샌디에이고.
샌디에이고서? 나 아빠 죽었어. 아빠 이거.
미안해요.
How long can I use this?
Use what?
My dad as just a basis of my behavior.
As long as you want. In fact, he's been doing this thing where everywhere we go,
wow.
Like everywhere we go, he uses it. He says,
"You're at a restaurant.
You gotta let me have the curly fries because my dad just died. You gotta let me have. The
why wouldn't you even? Why wouldn't you give me curly fries as is? Why yeah. Why do you force me to use my dad as an explanation?
I never ask you.
Wait, where were
I've
you guys
been
eating?
You, okay, for since he's been back, I've let him do whatever the fuck he wants.
Not
sleep
really.
All day, relax, eat whatever he wants.
No, not really. I didn't get 7 days of like grieving allowance from you.
Allowance? I'm not. Why do you need an allowance? You can take however long you want.
I need 14, 21 days.
Of just
wait, yeah, I want 14, 2 weeks.
I thought
weeks?
14 would no. I think 21's perfect.
All right,
I need 21 days, starting today. I get an extra 21 days.
You might as well just ride it up to 28, like no, the movie.
Let's just do a month.
28 days later. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. And I apologize that you're not captain, but I don't trust you.
It's okay.
Okay. But I need 21 days of for me to just make use that an excuse. Because it's been in and out of depression. I can't explain it. You just drive around. You're like, I'm fine. Mm. And then you think about a thing. About, you know what? The question that I've been asking myself as of late is I just didn't know him. You know? Like, I didn't know anything about him. Like, what's his favorite color? Or I know he didn't watch movies. Like, you couldn't ask my dad, like, what movie do you like? He wouldn't say, oh, Good, Bad, Ugly, you know, Sergio Leone, right? He would not know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when he was sick 8 years ago, and if you've heard of me tell this story, but we put the music in his ears, and he had, it was the first time he ever heard music, he said, in his life.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about him because...
Do you think that in your... I know that it was tumultuous when you were younger, and so it was hard to get to know the man. But when you were an adult, you said in your 20s it got better. Do you think that you tried to get to know him, and he was just impenetrable in that way?
No, I think that as he got older, especially in his 50s, maybe mid 50s, something happens to men. They soften a little bit.
Yeah,
he just sure. naturally softened, and. This is way before he had health issues, too. So you know, it got to the point where, you know, he was, I did a pilot for Comedy Central. He was in it. I did a couple of sketches on Mad. Mm. One with Ike coming over to my parents' house. And then we end up being in a bathtub with me, Ike, my brother Steve, and my dad completely naked in a bathtub. And we have, we make Santa suds with beards. And I just remember being in that bathtub with Ike, my dad, and my brother, just laughing. Because I don't think we were, I think we were completely naked.
For a sketch.
Yeah, for a sketch. And like our dicks were like rubbing against each other's ass cracks because we're in this small little thing.
Yeah.
And my dad is laughing because in no, like, he did not come into this country thinking that this was going to be a thing that he could do to make money.
With his kids.
Yeah, like, all I have to do is get naked, sit here with a mustache, you know? I go, yeah, okay. But he would, when we were doing it, he was just laughing like it was ridiculous, but it was fun.
I think that's more important, though. Like,
I know.
Like, I'm saying, like, you don't need to know someone in depth to have really great memories with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you do carry the memories. You know, you have, I've never heard someone tell so many stories about their parents before. In fact, you have more stories about your dad than I do about mine. And that's because you guys lived a lot of ups and downs together. So even though you feel like you didn't know the depths of him, you have a lot, you have a big bag of memories to carry. And I think that's really, that's special.
That's true. But in many ways, the English language, he did not have any grasp of it whatsoever. So his knowledge of the English language is pretty much, he could order at a restaurant and he knows where the bathroom is. He knows how to tell people to get out of his store. You know what I mean? You go, you know, whatever, you know. No browsing or whatever, right? You know what I mean? You touch, you buy, you know, that kind of those ones. Yeah. But so when you have a parent with that limited, you know, communication skills and all I know is English, you just, there are just certain things that you just will never know. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you feel about life after death, or you know, what do you feel about religion? I don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. But the things that we did share were things like, I love you.
That's so big, because let me tell you, like, in Korean, well, I'm told that that's not prevalent across Korean families, like, especially, like, the older generations, to be so vocal. Because Jessica was saying, she was like, you know, Jessica's Korean, my best friend, and she was like, I think it's so crazy that Bobby's family are so expressive to one another. There's so much, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just her own family, but they don't do that. Does yours, John?
Well, my relationship with my dad is very similar to Bobby, like, because he doesn't speak much English either. And so, like, I've always told my friends growing up, like, I never had, like, a real conversation with my dad, like a really deep, like, philosophical conversation, just because we can, I don't have the vocabulary in Korean, and he doesn't have just, like, the basic English to do something like that. So it's very surface level. But, I mean, there are times where he, like, lectures me in Korean, and I just kind of...
Yeah, you don't fully know.
Yeah, you kind of... Yeah, it just...
But you get that he's mad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But is there, are you expressive? Like, does he... When you were a kid, did he hug you a lot? Oh. Did he, like...
No, no, not at all.
Because they do. They're
no, later.
So physical.
My mom is very...
Physical.
Very loving, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad, not so much, yeah.
It might just be Jessica's family, then. That's just...
I think it's
cold-blooded.
Yeah. You know what? I was at my friend Craig Crawford's house growing up. And his stepdad, we were going out one night, and his stepdad, this is when people were drinking, you know, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat us down, and he gave us like a 30-minute lecture on drugs and alcohol and sex. And, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in trouble, and you can call me, and this and that. And remember, some drugs are illegal, this and that, and the condoms and all that, right? And we were in the car driving away from his parents' house, and I was just like, wow, how lucky are you? He goes, what do you mean? I go, yeah, my dad would never do that. This is my dad's lecture. If Craig was at my house. All right, Dad, we're going to go out. Don't do. Okay. That's it. Now, when you have don't do.
You do everything.
You do. You know, you're paranoid to do anything.
Oh.
Because there's not specific. You could be at McDonald's going, should I be doing that? Because it's just a vague thing, don't do.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how limited my dad was. You know? In rehab, you know, he would be the guy during like a group session, you know, where we're with a counselor, and he would just fall asleep. Like, he doesn't know about drug addiction, about spirituality, or Dr. Bob, or any of the program. He's just, you know, he just shows up. And it's amazing that I even do comedy, or even when it has anything to do with entertainment, because my dad is so not like that. Mm-hmm. He's so quiet and hardworking. And
yeah, that work ethic thing blows my mind.
It blows my mind,
that
too.
That did not transfer into your genetics at all. No,
it
did not.
Yeah, I missed it. My brother, too.
The generation.
Yeah, my brother and I. But I'll be honest with you, it's weird because I was my dad was never exposed to art, you know, and thinking that an art can pay your bills. Mm-hmm. It's just
true.
Just an insane, you know, thought to some immigrants.
Yeah.
That their kid could just talk into a camera and make more money than a doctor.
There was this one woman, it's not a direct quote, but yeah. She said something along the lines of that, where she's like, lofty ideas are a privilege of the well-fed. Mm. Basically, like, you can have all these fancy, wonderful philosophical ideas when you have all the comforts provided for you. And I think that your dad lived a very hard life where he had to always work, where he couldn't worry about philosophical things.
Right.
Like that. He was just a survivor.
That's interesting. Yes, you're right. And I think that he worked his ass off so that my brother and I could have those whimsical dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I don't know, man. It's just, I can't stop shaking that the day. I know, I'm sorry if I talked about it last time, but my mom freaking out and going there, I relive it in my head. Mm. It's really nightmarish. Mm. It was the worst thing I'd ever seen, FYI, you know? And you know what? Here's the thing, John, and everyone in this room. And I know that you, because you're of your father, Kalila, but I'm telling you right now, you got to get your time in now. Mm-hmm. You got to get your time in now. And I'm
kind of pissed off at my father, to be honest.
Why?
With you. I thank you for the life, but also, like, what the fuck were you thinking making me at 60? Knowing that there's a good chance I wouldn't have you for very long?
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest resentments. It's like, thank you for my life, but also, like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, but with your case...
Because we struggled so hard. When he died, my mom is an immigrant. We didn't have a fucking dime to our names by the time we came to America. We were in a cockroach-infested fucking place. We were, like... I'm thankful now, in retrospect, that I had to struggle like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, he just didn't really have a fucking plan, did he?
Yeah.
Like, he was just gonna go, you know, just waltz away into the sunset and, you know, die. And now we were like, what the fuck do we do in America?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, but your dad's a 60-year-old man, right? Who meets your
mom. Did he really need to fuck, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that if I was your dad and I was 60 and I wasn't seeing anybody... And a 20-year-old wanted to bang and smash.
Martez is.
Yeah, I'd be like.
Body pop.
If I said no, I would be struck down from the Jesus himself, I think. That gift, it's a gift of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're 60, but here's 20-year-old vagina. And his mind must have been just like, what did I do to deserve that? You know?
Yeah. Malfunction.
I'm going to nut in this. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then, like, all of a sudden, you're what you guys are. Oh.
Okay, I take it back.
Are you mad at me?
No, when you put it that way, I guess I understand that, like, he wanted to live a life too.
Yeah.
And we were just a byproduct of his horniness.
I hate to say that.
And we're happy.
And he didn't have a plan past smashing.
He didn't, but also.
But you know what? That's not true, because let me tell you, like, until he was bedridden, he was so dedicated. Every part of our lives, he was so
there
just,
we go.
He was deeply entrenched in our lives. Like, we didn't have a washing machine or like a dryer. We didn't have any of that. So he would hand wash like our underwear and
he
stuff.
He would
like
do
that.
It?
Yeah, my dad did.
Interesting.
So role reversal. Yeah. And he was like a 70-year-old man. That's what happens when you smash a 20-year-old. Eventually, you got to wash panties in your 70s.
Yeah, but you have excuses, you know what I mean? Mm. Oh, I could vault my back. Yeah, whatever.
Gotta go to sleep.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though, is it had to have been a 60-year-old guy from France.
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you winking at me when you say France like that?
Is she French? Because
you're half French.
Is that like
yeah, so
something you're proud of?
And having him to be tall and the way he looked and his personality mixed in with your mom's personality created this specific crazy night.
Nightingale, baby.
Nightingale.
There it is.
Nightingale. I didn't know what the word.
Yeah,
I mean,
you felt it. Yeah.
In my head, it was nightmare, but nightingale is. That's what it is. Nightingale. But yours is very special, and I think that chemistry needed to happen in that way. You know. But I'm telling you, John, is to get your time in. Your dad lives in San Diego.
Yeah, he lives in San Diego.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he still like cognitive?
Yeah. You should
visit him with your son, daughter?
My daughter.
Your daughter, yeah. Every chance you can.
Well, Bobby, what are the questions now? If you didn't have a language barrier, what are the things that you would have loved to know about your dad? Except besides, like, what's your favorite color?
Oh, okay.
Like, what does John need to ask his dad?
No, that's different.
It's the same. They have
He doesn't have my dad.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't know what his dad is like. Mm. You know, I know what my dad's like. So have you ever killed? You wouldn't ask your dad, have you ever killed anybody?
I know he's never killed anybody.
Right, but my dad could have.
Yeah.
Totally. My dad for sure did.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm not saying my dad did, but he could have.
My dad, 1,000%.
Dad, have you, do you watch porn? Never. I know that already.
Does he know what porn is?
He doesn't know what it is even.
Probably not on the internet ever.
Okay, what else? Burning questions.
That's the one thing I miss. I should have showed him porn.
that's the one regret.
Yeah,
that's the one regret.
I think he missed it completely.
Was your mom the only one he had been with too?
Yes,
and the other way around. Yes. You know that.
Kind of beautiful.
Huh? Yeah. Here's the thing: is that they don't have. My dad's never have seen. I've watched TV with them and like seen like a beer commercial come on and some sexy lady. You know what I mean? In a bikini. You know what I mean? You know, waving the beer.
How does he react?
He'll like look away. He doesn't.
Really?
He doesn't have that thing. Wow. My brother and I masturbated like monkeys at 12. I mean, you know, I masturbated in public. Like, yeah. I had to get it out.
Yeah.
And I don't care what, you know, I need to do to get it out, get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad doesn't have that. He likes to keep it in.
You think that he was just suppressed though, or?
No, I just think that he doesn't live in today's modern society. I think that if he was exposed to the same things I was exposed to, that, you know, not everything is informative, internet.
Do you ever wonder how your parents fuck?
All right.
I know, like, you know, the...
What?
That's the regret.
No.
My dad just died. What? Oh, he was like a rabbit.
No, we're walking down memory lane.
No.
That's the first lane is the sexual lane.
Get your foot off of me, lady. What the fuck? No. I don't think about...
something that's so cringy to me, but I wonder if they have the same styles as you and I do.
One time I was watching, because I used to sneak out into...
You wonder if the same styles?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do we have, like, imagine, like, did they have styles back then that, you know what I mean, that are similar to the styles we have now?
I think people have been generally fucking the same way for thousands
of years. Kama Sutra.
Egyptians?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy
you think
shit.
Somebody did missionary and said, yeah, this is original.
Let's not...
I'm the first one to do this. Really? Just laying on top of a girl and pumping? Yeah, man. That's my move.
That's it.
No, everyone generally does it the same, right? If you're raping in a village, not that I don't condone it.
Yeah.
But usually they bend the guy and the woman over like a guillotine or whatever they had back in the day. You know what
sure.
I mean? Or a burning shed or whatever. Yes. I want not, right?
It's very visual.
They would even dudes, just to let them know. They weren't even gay, but they would rape dudes.
Yeah.
Let them know. It's like, yeah, man. That's my cum inside you too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your house is burnt down. Mm-hmm. I know your baby's died.
Yeah.
And I know that you have nothing left, but here's my cum. And that's the worst, fuck you.
Read a history book.
Right? I wouldn't even do it on the back. Wow. I would just do it inside.
Mm.
I know. Why did I look?
Hey, you're
I locked eyes with John.
No.
And we had a connection. It was weird.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Just great.
But anyway, no, my dad, when I was a kid, in high school, I mean, I used to sneak up. We had a room that my parents had built additional. they had built an addition to our house. Mm-hmm. Mm. And it was like this kind of warehousey looking boxy room where they put the TV and the living, you know, the couch and whatnot. And I used to sneak in there and watch late night talk shows because I wanted to see the stand-ups. And every time there would be a stand-up, I would watch it, no matter who it was. Kathy Ladman or Blake Clark or whatever, you know, Brian Regan. And one night, I could hear my parents coming down, so I turned the TV up. I hid behind the couch, and my parents put on a Korean, not, it wasn't softcore, but it was a drama show that had some nudity in it, and they were going to smash right then and there.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, should I sit behind this couch
oh, God.
And listen to it or get in big trouble? And I chose big trouble. So I
you chose what
I,
well.
Yeah. So while it was playing, I just stood up and go, okay, that's I'm grounded, right? I'm grounded, right? Because whatever this is,
nah.
And they're 2 weeks grounded.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Think about your because life if you had witnessed that.
What not only that, think about if I got away with it, I'd be fine with it. But if they smashed and I was still down there, then and my dad looked around the couch and I'm sitting there like that, that
game over.
That is game over. That's something has someone has to die.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
yeah, someone has
you to know, die. I know this freak Korean lady who's a freak.
Yeah.
She was a mother
Jessica.
Of Jessica. No, she's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just. Pussy freak.
So there was this
pussy freak.
Yeah.
There's this guy I used to
oh yeah. She gave it out to everyone.
No, she didn't.
She definitely did not.
Hey, Bobby,
shameful. How shameful. How do you look in the mirror?
Anyways, back to my friend's mom.
Sorry, babe. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a friend who I used to swim with, and he had his mom was Korean, and he threw a party in this really big house in Hancock Park one time, and we were in our 20s, and we didn't know that his mom was home. So Jessica, my sister, and I, we went to go to the bathroom upstairs. It was this raging party. We passed and we saw the bedroom slightly open. And so we peered through it and it's his mom masturbating to porn, right?
Really?
And my sister got so freaked out and so scared that she immediately went for the stairs, tripped and twisted both her ankles.
Oh my God.
And then she was I'm not kidding you. It
oh
took
my
like
God.
She sprained both
Nightmare.
Her ankles simultaneously because she was so shocked. And she said, "We got to get out of here."
She also has gigantism. She's got to fucking be careful on the stairs, man. The balancing on it.
It was crazy.
Oh wow. Both so she ankles. Fell down and then what happened?
Well, we had to hobble out of there, but she was so freaked out that cuz it didn't make sense to her cuz here was this party of like 20, you know, 19, 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
And this older Korean lady just furiously masturbating.
Oof.
And you could
you sure?
I swear to God, and she was kind of tipsy and she like freaked out. She's like, "We shouldn't be here." And then she went straight for the stairs and then just twisted both her ankles at the same time. And so we had to freaking like carry her out of there.
Wow. Well, I you know what, when I've said this before, but when I'm in heaven, if there's a heaven and there is a God, I'm gonna go and go, "Give me the best of Kalila."
What do you mean?
Memories or
yeah, of just when she just made a fool out of herself or something weird happened. And I would go into a theater and it just since you were a kid all the way to the end and just your bloopers, I would laugh so hard. It would make
that
me
would
so happy.
Awesome.
I just told somebody my biggest heartbreak yesterday.
What?
I will never forget this. I might have told this earlier. But do you remember the first time someone ever rejected you?
Oh, yeah.
The first time and how it felt?
Mm-hmm.
That feeling to this day haunts me.
Yeah.
I remember going up to everyone was painting their faces. We had something in school where it was a Saturday, so we didn't have class, but it was like a little fair. And I had a crush on a boy named Paul John. And everyone is painting faces and running around and doing this, doing, you know, like kind of splashing paint on each other. And so I was like, now is my chance. So I go up to Paul John and I was like, "Paul John, let me paint your face."
And he looks me dead in the eyes. He goes, fuck off.
Oh.
I was in fourth grade. He was in fifth grade. And he said it so loud, everyone laughed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But I was so sure that I was going to paint his face. I was like, Paul-chan, let me paint your face. He was like, fuck off.
Oh, I had that happen to me, too.
Really?
Julie Rogelstad.
Is that a real last name?
Yeah, so now there's that little book that's around here. It's like a photography book from when I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know that little open up? There's like little middle school pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Julie Rogelstad is in there. So she was a year older than me. I was in seventh grade. I was at somebody's house, and at night, it was a Friday, and she just pulled me aside and started making out with me.
Oh, that's not rejection.
What was the?
Yeah, it was because Monday, when I went to school, first of all. So Friday, I did not sleep one second.
Best day ever.
No, because I just jerked off
to her
from when she kissed me to Monday, probably 19 times.
That's intense, bro.
Because, you know, when you, a woman, you know, there's something about when a girl thinks you're cute.
Attractive.
And she's making out with you, that you can feel their.
You want to make out with yourself, too.
Yeah.
After that.
Right, right. So that was the first time I ever experienced that feeling of somebody desiring me. That just made me furiously jerk off. Mm. And then Monday, hey, Julie. Nothing. No. For the rest of my life. Like, no, nothing. Nothing. Not a hello. She worked at McDonald's later in life. I was a senior. And I said, hi, Julie, when she was working at McDonald's. And she, nothing.
There's you just, she just... Well, that's cold-blooded.
She completely denied it. It's that same girl. There's a that girl, before I met you, babe, that one girl, I talked to you about that one girl that I met at the comedy store. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say her name. She's from Bakersfield.
Oh, yes, the one who fucked everybody.
She fucked everybody.
Everybody.
Right? You're right, and every comic, right? And then years down the road, she admitted to fucking every comic except fucking me. She still denies that she fucked me. And that really fucking pisses me off. We fucked like five times.
And didn't she like live here for a week?
Yes.
Well, she lived here.
Yes, in this house.
Because she didn't have a place to stay. So yeah. Like he fucked her for a straight week.
Yeah, she was talking to Russell Peters. And he's like, tell me. She rattled off 30 names. And he goes, I heard Bobby Lee. He's like, no. He goes, yeah, no. Never been to his house. So that hurt. It really hurt.
That would hurt me too, sweetheart.
Yeah, it hurts because you just want, you know.
You just want to be part of the pack.
Yeah, but then it's like, yeah, I think she was hurt though because of the way I ended it. And I can't get into that because it involves somebody that we know. And we can't talk about him. So that's that.
You can't just say something that juicy and not give
it. No, that's what I like about it.
That's how it works.
That's how life works, right, Captain?
Yes, sir.
No.
Oh,
like, whoa. Captain?
Yes, sorry. Sir.
Thank you. Made me nervous.
Thank you.
I'm
thank
still
you.
Just an assistant. Operationals.
So I go back to Hawaii tomorrow, guys. So that's why this is a little pre. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing another Magnum PI. And I want to congratulate Theo Vaughn on getting, he got a movie with Chris Pratt.
Exciting, yeah.
You know, and for the more the podcast got people that we know. You know, and I'll be honest with you. Since the inception of Tiger Belly, my life has become... Why?
It's loud on the mic.
Oh. Don't let that piss you off, Bob. Everything's fine. You love her. I love her so much.
Is that usually your inner monologue?
Yeah, I'm doing it out loud.
I love her.
Really?
She
didn't, yeah. Aww.
You know what? That's my inner monologue, though, too.
What do you say?
Like, don't fucking kill him in his sleep. Do not...
Guys, this is really,
really
healthy.
That's a little...
I love
that's
how
extreme.
His was a little
seems extreme. Yeah, you really murder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, last night, if you want to get last night was one of those.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to kill you.
I almost
well.
Actually
I almost killed
you off the
court. You almost died last night.
You almost died last night.
All right, I'm dead asleep.
Let's take it back. Yeah, to one. What happened?
Okay,
this is his problem. He always says, "I want to be a father. Let's have kids." I ask for one fucking thing in the night.
Okay. All right. Let's rewind and let's state out the facts.
Okay.
Let's paint it.
Okay.
Before he paints that picture, before I went to bed, I had a really, really bad migraine.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a colitis flare-up, which means all my joints hurt.
Yeah.
And I told him that. I was like, I'm going to bed early. Because
those are really good excuses, by the way.
I'm just not feeling well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm dead asleep because I'm depressed because my father died.
Okay.
Yeah. It. You know,
there's blood coming out my butt, but just, you know, no.
My father died.
I'm shitting blood. But
I don't know who to
my
pick.
Father died. Father died.
Okay.
Yeah. Butt bleeding. Father died.
Yeah. I have butt cum, but
yeah. Yeah. But dad will heal, right?
My butt cum.
My dad's not gonna come back.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So that my thing was, you know, it's just okay. 6 days. 6 days in. Okay. Right. I'm sleeping. Right. Let's not start a fight.
No,
I look at your face. I just saw your face.
No, this is the jury of our peers. Come
all right,
on.
So I'm dead asleep. It's like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm also dead asleep, but my butt's not asleep because it's bleeding actively.
Which is medical problem that we should address.
Yeah, I have
it. That's a real. I've never heard
there.
That before.
It's colitis.
So your whole body was sleeping except your asshole.
That's yeah. Actively bleeding.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't think that's true.
You want to see the blood in
your butt was sleeping too because it's a part of the body.
But it was seeping blood.
Okay, that's bad. It's because the factory's closed down.
The factory's closed down, but there's an entry. You know, there's a late night graveyard.
All right.
Order the court. Right, I'm confused.
Right, at the end of the day, so we're both dead asleep, right? And
I'm 99% asleep.
I'm 100% asleep.
Okay, we'll say Clala's 99.
Well, and I hear this is what I hear. But baby, wake up. I go, what? Julio. I go, what? Julio needs to go out. Okay, take him out then.
He had to poo.
Mm.
Like, it's not bothering me. I'm already asleep.
The night before, I said, please take him out and make, before I went to bed, I said, please take him out. Make sure he poos or else he's going to wake us up in the middle of the night to poo.
All right.
He doesn't have the patience for that, so he doesn't let Julio poo.
Oh, you win that then.
Okay.
You win the whole thing.
But then, this is what he does. Because he wants everyone to lose.
He accepted defeat.
No, he didn't. I accepted defeat because he took the dog out for 1 second, comes running back in. Nothing. And I was like, nope, he didn't even pee. I was like, take him back out. Takes him back out. And I can see him from the window.
You're just watching?
Yeah.
And he's tiptoeing. He doesn't want to step on the grass.
Not only that, I'm barefoot, dead asleep, right? Like, imagine me out there, dead asleep. Going, why am I the one doing this?
Mm-hmm.
My dad died.
You just said that to yourself.
In my head. You know what I mean? I see, so I don't even get 7 days. So in this house, 6 days, you get a 6 days reprieve from death. How crazy is that? Think about that, John.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No, to the court. To the court, right? Yeah. To the court. I just want to let you know, okay? This is a man I've known for 47 years,
yeah.
My father.
Absolutely.
Right?
Julio is your dog, too.
Right.
Oh! Aren't you Julio's father? Aren't you Julio's father?
Yeah, I know. And you know what? Normal circumstances, after a 21-day reprieve of my dad dying, yes, I would have done it. Right? But because of the window.
You still didn't do it.
You
because you tiptoed in the dark.
You're no longer captain. You son of a fucking rat fuck Korean. You're a fucker, huh? You're no longer captain. All right? You're captain now.
Thruster is full.
You're captain now. Okay? I know where you fucking stand now, man. Anyway, I accept
How
your apologize. Let's move on.
You accept my apologize?
Yeah. I apologize. Move on.
I ended up walking
you
Julio and pooing.
while your butt was actively bleeding.
My butt was bleeding, and he went back into bed all cozy, and I sat there in the dark with my... with my butt cum and having to wait till Julio pooed.
She doesn't. That's ridiculous. You don't have butt cum.
I have butt cum.
It's not cum.
It sounds like cum.
Wait, when you have colitis, it kind of feels like cum.
Oh.
It's butt cum.
Well, the more we learn.
So colitis is like. So
cum.
Let me just say this, okay? I'm not a scientist, okay?
Science alert, though.
But if I'm a science alert, right?
Science alert.
So I'm a scientist, right? Right? Mm-hmm. I'm at a table. There's two jars in front of me. Cum.
What is this experiment?
Just like cum and colitis, right? And I go like this.
Don't do that, Bobby.
No, and I went.
Don't have to do that.
Right? And I go, yes, they're both cum. No one's going to say that. They're going to go, that's definitely colitis, and that's definitely human cum right there. Right?
No one's testing it like that, I don't think.
I know, but I'm just saying
it's
if they did.
It's a consistency.
No, no, no. There's no way. Okay. Cum has flavor. I know that.
Oh, this one has flavor too. You want to try?
Oh, God.
All right, baby. What are you, fucking Steve-O now? Come on. Ridiculous. You're acting ridiculous. So I'm just, tonight, all right, I'm leaving for Hawaii tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today's the day, last Saturday, Sunday, mm-hmm. my dad died. This is 7 days. I get 21 days of reprieve. So tonight, just you and I, baby, if Julio needs to leave at 4 a.m, mm-hmm. go ahead, okay?
Okay, but the Hawaii days count, okay?
It doesn't count.
It's work.
You don't
it's
come
work
back
day.
And get an extra 20
it's work
days.
Days.
It's well, this is my vacation. I'm working.
Yeah.
That's exact. Thank you.
Gilbert, what the fuck?
Hey,
you're
she's got a buddy.
He's the new captain.
Hey, I'm going to take you out to dinner when he leaves. I'm going to take you out to dinner when she leaves.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we should.
Hey, I want to also say this, too, and I say this a lot, but it really is, you know, I get emotional over this because a lot of Tiger Belly fans, most of you, and a lot of people in the comedy community have reached their hands out, and pretty much everyone. I mean, I don't, honestly, here's the crazy one. I've never met Jim Gaffigan before in my life. Mm-hmm. In my life. I've seen him at clubs, and I've been intimidated because I'm such a huge fan of his. Mm-hmm. But even he come into like, you know, if you need anything, reach out. Or like, and I was like, what? That's cool. What a nice guy. You know? There are some, though. I'm not going to name names, but there are some people that have done this podcast that didn't reach out, huh?
Do you put them in your hate box?
Well, they know who they are.
What if they just don't know?
Oh, they should. We should know.
Does your phone not work?
My phone works. Yeah. But there is somebody, and that could be that would be a fun contest.
No, he's talking about other people, like who
other people here.
George.
We're not talking.
I saw that you had sent a backup message.
We're not talking about you, you fucking narcissistic fuck.
That already passed.
Yeah, that's already
these
done.
Other assholes.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, get them, Dom. Get them.
Yeah, that's his comedy right there.
There we go.
And that's pure comedy right there. That the timing, I'm like, oh my God, is that Robin Williams? In our midst? I mean, it didn't get a laugh. The reason why it was so too funny almost. I think that's what it is. When something's too funny Bobby and you're like, oh my God, that's a work of genius.
I did.
You more analyze it going, oh, like what the comedy structure of it, hey, why the timing and whatever.
You like tomatoes over there?
Oh my God, this guy.
I like
anyway,
commitment.
Shut the fuck up, man. Just shut the fuck up for the rest of the thing, okay, George?
Goes for it.
Sorry. You went for it, though, and that's
he
the
went
thing.
For it.
You should get something for that.
You really went for it.
Yeah. Went for
it.
It
ate it, though. It was so uncomfortable.
He went for it so hard, sweetie, that he called you Gob instead of Gob.
Yeah. If you ever call me Gob again, I swear to fucking God.
Go get him, Gob.
All right? That's how I fucked him up. He called me Gob. Go get him, Gob.
Get ready for that t-shirt.
Yeah. Fucking Gob. You're so
Gob?
Dumb. I mean, you know what, dude? When he leaves, you're the next guy. All right, you're gonna be the guy, I think. Yeah, this son of a bitch.
The abs, though.
Anywho, I want to thank the Tiger Belly fans for reaching out, and I'm gonna get better, and I'm gonna make it through it, and this. I'll say this, and this is a fact. Even though that my dad did die, and I'm not gonna bring it up that much. Maybe ten more times.
You can. You should.
I'm going to. But but if you look at my life from January to this moment, mm-hmm. it has been the craziest year of all my life. Just in terms of the things that went on, and so a lot of bad things, you know, but then a lot of really interesting things, and it's been extreme in every level. And, you know, when you try to live a big life and you try to go for it, and you're living life, these are just some of the things that you just go through because it's a part of being alive and being on this planet and being a human, you know? But I want to thank you guys. And less is more sometimes, guys. We got this podcast has been serious at times. But I'm going to say this, probably one of the funniest podcasts we've ever done because of that one line that George did.
Go get him, Gob.
Yeah, go get him, Gob. Real good.
He put God and Bob together.
That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was trying to offer
a
compliment.
Wait. Gob. Gob, I don't know how. I know the B is Bobby.
And God.
But God, but why would it come out Gob?
So are you
like
retarded?
If he said Gaudy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Gobby.
Gobby. Gobby is one thing. Right?
Gobby is a
Filipino vegetable. It's purple.
Oh, really? Gobby?
Gobby.
Right. Gobby, G-A-B-Y.
But also, Gobby is also a very common name. Your sister's name.
Gobby.
So do we have any unhelpfuls or
we
what?
We do. We have one.
Go ahead.
Unhelpful Vibes with Bobby.
Whoa.
At Kalila.
Whoa.
Hey, Bobby. No. Kalila and friends.
No.
I'm going to try to keep this quick.
No. Do the other voice.
Do you want that? You want Gobby voice? With the Gob voice?
You know what? How about this? You don't like that high squeak guy?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. The people were not upset.
Come up with something new.
We gave you a chance to come up with
next level.
I like British.
No, just next level it. And you know what? How about this? Why don't we do a voice that you've never even said before?
Oh, that's hard.
So
can
I'm
going to
give you three animals, right? And three things.
Can you give me inspiration?
All right, so I'm going to give you some inspiration.
Just sounds.
Okay, sounds. All right. So garbage truck, 5 a.m. All right? No, not yet. No, you're going to combine three animals.
I'm fucking feeling that, though.
So garbage truck, 5 a.m,
not an animal,
right?
Babe.
It's not an animal, though, okay?
5 a.m. is not an animal either.
It's like saying, you know, a fruit blat at midnight.
A fruit bat
at midnight.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What's that?
I'm sure they make different noises at certain times of the day. That's all I'm saying.
So a garbage man, a garbage truck at 5 a.m.
And but I'm going to give you two other fruit bat. Let that be a ride. And the third one should be, I know what, ants rustling. Not wrestling, rustling through to get into their hole.
Fuck. All right.
All right, there we go. Here we go.
It's not helpful advice. It's 5 o'clock in the morning with Bobby and Kalila.
That's good enough. I think.
Whoa!
Do you know what I did there?
Yeah, I don't know, but I loved it.
So long.
It's got like a New York vibe to it.
That was the truck.
Go ahead, do the little thing. Don't ever do that again.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to keep this quick. And I have very close friends, group of 5 total. One member of that group has a mother that had definitely been more than flirtatious with another member of this group, along with myself. We contemplate making the next move since she is clearly down to fuck. But at the same time, we value our friendship of 5 people. Should we make a move and keep it secret, or should we keep it in our
pants?
Hold on.
They want to gangbang her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
wait. Okay. let back up for a second. All right, so there's how many guys are we talking?
5.
5 guys.
There's 5 guys.
One mom.
Who's the mom?
There's one mom to one of the guys.
And the one of the guys wants to fuck his own mom?
No, he doesn't know about it.
All right, so 4 guys.
Pull a train on the mom.
4 guys want to pull a train on a mom.
Who's down to fuck.
Who's down to fuck, but her son, who's also friends with these guys, doesn't know about it.
Doesn't know that his mom is so flirtatious with these men. He's oblivious. So do they do it, keep it a secret, or should they just say, let's not risk it?
I would 100% do it.
But you'd probably tell your friend.
No, I would even do weird shit like just...
be careful.
No, like, can we get tattoos above your bush?
Of all the names?
Yeah, like, we've been here. You know what I mean? Make it like, you know, high school. Engrave it like you would do in a bathroom stall.
Oh,
right? Like, okay. John, Frank, Toby, and Nikki's here. Sorry, Frank. Right.
When would he ever?
You do it and apologize to the son, but your mom's fucking loose, brah, or whatever, something. Right. But that's what I would do. And then what I was supposed to do is, even if her like baby making machines are broken, try to fix it back up. Maybe just everyone come inside it. We'll just see if it still works. Like a science, make it a science thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or not do any of it.
Or scrap all that.
Or scrap the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's me.
Kalila, what's your take on this? To counter Bobby's take?
Go ahead. That's me, but go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out if any of my friends' dads were hot, if I would fuck them. Mm. And
you're smiling a little bit. Look at her smile.
Hard, because I'm trying to... this is really fucked up. You remember in the movie American Beauty?
Oh, yeah.
The part? Just for
you know how I remember watching that movie and thinking, God, I wish one of my friends' dads were hot.
Okay.
If a close friendship, never. But if it was like just a casual friendship, I would fuck the dad for sure.
I just think that you're causing First of all, just the odds of the person finding out
are high.
If it's just even 1%, I wouldn't risk it. Because for instance, if you four, you three dudes,
yeah,
I came in here one day, right? And I said, hey guys, just wondering, why is your name, and your name above my mom's fucking bush?
First of all, dude, why are we looking at your mom's bush?
She showed me. She goes, baby. I go, yeah, I have baby inside here. I go, what? And she lifts it open and it has tattoos of your names on there. We'd have a very fucking big problem. We'd have a problem that you wouldn't even know what to do with yourselves, because I would destroy you on so many different levels, physically, mentally. So don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. My dad died too. She's a widow.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
I don't know why this is a real scenario.
I'm sorry. You're right. It's a fake scenario, right?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Why did your whole body go like?
All right. You're right.
You're grieving.
I'm grieving.
You're grieving.
Thank you. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, come on, babe.
Okay. What would you do?
Horrible.
What would you do with
that's
this?
That's his take. That's just his take.
I just said it. If it's a close friend, I wouldn't fuck.
Oh, yeah,
but
okay.
If it's like a, you know, just the surface friend, I'd fuck.
How about you, George?
Nah.
No, I know you wouldn't.
Only other solution. You guys, if you really want to, this person really wants to fuck the mom, I would say do it as a solo mission, and that way it's less likely to go back to the person. If you have four dudes who are doing it, the likelihood of it keeping a secret is very low. But if you just want to fuck, don't tell anybody else, it's just you and the mom, that would work out better.
Mm.
Right?
No.
Is the mom married?
We have to
single?
Get rid of the guy.
No information on that.
We'd have to get rid of the guy.
Kill him.
Not kill, but drop something on his head.
Jesus.
What?
I'm just throwing out ideas. Anyway,
another one.
Thanks for
that. Think that's
thanks for listening to what?
You want another one?
Thanks for listening to.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another episode, and I know you learned a lot because I learned so much today. I really did. I think we unicized. Is that a word?
I think so.
We are in sync. That's a word. We're together in one mind. We're like the Borg. Together, one mind. And resistance is futile. Robbie Linnell, you guys learned about that today, huh? I like your gook haircut. It's cool. You're good, too. Congratulations on your woman.
She's a nice girl, by the way. I really
wonderful.
Believe in this relationship. So
she's
don't
wonderful.
Fuck it up.
I really want it.
Reset?
No, let's go. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Once again, guys, thanks to our spectacular sponsors for keeping the show going. That is Goat, Ridge, Mint Mobile, and Candid C-O. Find 100% authentic sneakers at goat.com/belly. Plus, you'll be supporting the show. So get 10% off your sleek front carry wall today with free worldwide shipping by going to ridge.com/slep and use the code SLEP, link in the description. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/belly. Get straighter, brighter teeth in average of just 6 months. Learn more at candidco.com/tigerbelly and use the code TIGERBELLY to get $75 off. Thanks for leaving us a review. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. And get your questions answered unhelpfully. The email address is adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And for some of you, we haven't set the P.O. box in a while. Kalila, could you help us out there with the P.O. box?
Oh, shit.
You try your
okay,
best.
Okay, hold on. 1626 North Wilcox. Avenue number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
Kalal, you win $5,000. Guys, you can follow Kalal on all social media at Calamity K. Everything, George Kimmel, @George_Kimmel. John, where can we follow you?
John Nana.
You can follow me at Gilbits and everything, BobbyLeeLive.com or at his Instagram, BobbyLeeLive. Everyone, thank you for listening. We love you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.